That was a crazy news segment. El Presidente?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember the days when we could go to a Sears and get a Craftsman tool set
and
a timing light and a spark plug gapper?
Yep.
And we could fix anything on the car.
Yep.
And we didn't have to be told it was broke. It broke and we fixed it.
Right.
And now apparently all cars are Windows based.
I've become increasingly skeptical of the computerization and of things. It's there's a little bit too much. There is a trend. I know a lot of folks. The manufacturers have done a lot of things about putting controls on the digital screens, the touch screens and everything, but there are some manufacturers that are going back to actual buttons and knobs. Not completely, because I think there is a place for, you know, some of the displays. I do think that, like, the navigation systems, that's nice to have that.
Yeah,
but when it comes to turning up and down the radio, of course, you don't have to worry about the frequency because you always have it on this station. But anyway, but seriously, you know, the air conditioning and heating controls, I want knobs and buttons. I don't want to have to go through a menu to figure out how to be comfortable in the vehicle.
There's a car rental place that they put they tune everybody to 98.9.
Hey, good for them.
In the event of, like, things like EMPs.
Oh, no.
Like my car that's out there right now, which I have a 2023 Ford Explorer, mm-hmm. which I just had one of those pickup trucks they were talking about where they're having to recall 355,000 of them.
Yeah.
I got that because climbing out of the pickup truck, I was growing a second knee on my left side.
Yeah.
So I had to do that just so I could walk. But if in the event of one of those EMP type events, that's just a Ford Explorer shaped paperweight.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
That's most vehicles from probably about the 90s to the 2000s, it would be over. I mean, it's if you had the EMP situation, which could potentially take out all the electronic stuff in your vehicle, you know, unless you've got a carburetor and a set of points and a condenser on it.
Yep.
You know.
Which you could fix yourself with a set of Craftsman tools and a timing light.
I couldn't, but potentially, yes.
I used to go, and whenever my car would go down, I'd get them to let me watch them fix it and try to. But the last time I actually worked on a car was my 74 Camaro when I was a senior at Westside High.
There you go.
Yeah, those were the days. Those were the fun old days.
Yep.
Now, what I actually wanted to, before I heard, I just thought that was the craziest thing I'd ever heard. Well, don't worry, all these things that might make the car turn off and you might die doing it, we can just update your software.
A quick funny story. I was test driving a vehicle, and it was a pickup truck, and I was at the dealership, and the guy was trying to show me all the features and everything, and it had one of these big screens that looked like, you know, an iPad stuck on the dash, and as we cranked it up, it crashed. And then it's like you couldn't show me the radio or the air conditioner controls or anything. It's like, okay, we're pretty much done here.
Yep. I'm so – high-tech is so – so low performing sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
What I actually want to talk to you about is how do you feel about the Republicans gerrymandering the Republican states?
Well, I get tired of hearing it gerrymandering because it's gerrymandering when Democrats talk about Republicans doing it. It's redistricting when Democrats themselves do it.
Ah. Excuse me. How do you feel about redistricting Republican states?
I'm fine with it because elections have consequences and the party in power has the legal right to set that. Now, unless there's some regulation regulation that prohibits it, I'm fine with it. I mean, you know, like I said, elections have consequences. When you're in power, you get to do, you know, what you legally and by ordinance can do.
Well, I mean, in California, they have 9 right now. Before Brill Cream gets out there. And have you ever noticed with Brill Cream, he wants to do away with all the petroleum products, but what is he going to do for his hair grease? Anyway.
Bear fat.
Bear fat. He's got to catch them there, bars. Mm-hmm. They've got 9 Republicans out of 52, I think it is, representatives. But Trump got 40% of the popular vote.
Yeah.
So most of the people voting for Trump in California are not represented.
Yeah, not represented by a representative of their party, yes.
Right. So, you know, as far as it goes, I would have to say, especially since he did win the popular vote, I would have to say that redistricting the Republican states would be the responsible thing to do, wouldn't it?
Well,
plus, we get to get rid of Jasmine Crockett.
Well, the voters should do that on their own, but yes, that's just a sad situation here.
You know, I've spoken with some people, and we've been talking about going after Graham. And the problem is that Jamie Harrison went after Graham. He spent $103 million doing it and lost.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money to spend.
Yeah.
And not get anything for it. And I'm beginning to wonder about things like that, because I just try to put myself in a would-be candidate's place. And I don't know if I could bring myself to do that, to be quite honest with you. Not that he doesn't need to go. Absolutely, he needs to go. But there's a few other things that we have to address along the way as we're going. But with the Democrats, do you see them doing well in the midterms?
It's hard to tell now. I know they're trending down, but my problem is with it that this is way too early, because things can change so quickly. There could be some national or regional crisis that voters may blame Trump for, and that's then could have some negative impact on Republican.
But going by the trends right now, if we just look
going
at the
by the trends
months.
Now, I think they'd pretty much get their clock cleaned.
Yeah.
But like I said, we're a long way away, politically speaking.
I do appreciate your cautiousness on this, because, you know, I'm just going to go in there absolutely hair on fire, and I don't even have hair to set on fire. And I would be going...
rock the look, my man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's a good thing, because I don't have any other options. But the Democrats can't persuade anybody to vote for them, and the only way they can get any votes is to redistrict, as they would say.
Well, and to bribe the constituency, yeah.
Yeah, but what are they bribing? What are they bribing them with now?
Our tax dollars.
Well, but we've cut that. We've cut that off. I know they're suing to
not
get
enough, but yes.
And I'm sure there'll be more cut off. He just did another clawback, not like a $4 billion clawback yesterday. Mm-hmm. So that's being shut down and everything else. I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering if. If some more Democrats are going to wake up and go, these guys they want me to be mugged on my way home today.
Yeah.
And then they want my vote.
Well, and see, to me, that's where Trump is doing a really good job. He is forcing the Democrat Party to justify unjustifiable positions, because they are for criminals. They are for people that are not in this country legally. They are... for all kinds of things that the vast majority of the electorate, almost all the Republicans, most of the independents, and even some Democrats are opposed to. They're for all that stuff.
Yep.
And that's what they're going to have to deal with. I do think it's kind of interesting. We just had this story from Fox News where Trump is floating the idea of having midterms conventions. Of course, he's doing that in response to the Democrats who have talked about doing that too. And I'm just wondering, from a logistical standpoint, how are you going to work that out? Because you've got to have delegates. And delegates are chosen every 4 years to go to the national conventions. So are you then going to have those same delegates go back? Or I don't know what mechanism they have in place for that with the parties. We'd have to ask Drew McKissick about that with the SCGOP, about what he thinks about that and how that would be operated.
The one thing about Trump is always ahead of the bell curve on those plans.
Absolutely. And, you know, Democrats are now trying to get South Carolina kicked out of the being first in the nation for the Democrat primary. They're trying to get a state that votes Democrat to be the southern state. And I saw that North Carolina and Georgia were what new DNC chairman was trying to, or he's trying to get South Carolina out of it, because we generally vote Republican as a whole in the state. And so he's wanting it to go to a state that is more Democrat leaning, and mentioned Georgia and North Carolina.
There you go. Viva el Presidente. I'll talk to you again very shortly, sir. When we get back, well, this is one of these things near and dear. Trump has broken the Democrat Party right over his knee. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. You want to know how I know the Democrat Party is broken? Look at what they're defending. Look at who they're defending. All manner of criminals, rapists, child molesters, murderers, robbers, wife beaters, shoplifters, vicious gang members who travel in packs in cities like D.C., Chicago, New York City, and L.A., creating all kinds of chaos. Not to mention the millions of illegal aliens who have flooded so many cities and changed the culture of those communities. Go ahead and mute that, Tim. Also, you know, here we are. We're sitting on the cusp and we're looking at the homeless issue we have here. In California, where the homeless issue is much more pronounced, we can go in there and you and I could stroll down Skid Row and come out the other side with rickets and all kinds of scabies and all kinds of fun old things that you did away with a long time ago. But the Democrats love all of this. Love it all. If they're illegal, they want them to stay, criminal or not. And we all know that is because they need their votes and have been sure they can arrange them to count. They can also arrange them to be counted so they can be apportioned and get more seats in the House. And these pro-criminal Democrats don't care about you at all. You're nothing more than a welcome mat. Wipe the feet of the criminals on your head. Move on. Stats be damned. This latest shooting is going to be memory hold very shortly. Because the biggest issue that the Democrats have with wanting to disarm you is the only ones misusing guns are leftists. And here lately, it's a bunch of transgenders. Which, that's the only time you're going to hear me say that today. Because transgenders don't exist. That concept is not based on anything having to do with reality. Which, the Democrats are for that too. They are willing to tell a person, a vulnerable person, a person with a mental health issue. And, the person gets out there and goes, well, I was born a male, but I feel like a woman. Man, I feel, start singing Shania Twain songs. And they'll coddle them, and then they'll get them all of these transitional surgeries where they take the outie and turn it into the innie. And then these people are damaged both mentally now and physically. Their suicide rate is astronomical. I mean, every time I go to Upstate War Solution, somewhere in there, we're going to be talking about suicides among veterans. Nothing compared to the transgenders that transition. The pro-criminal, pro-mutilation Democrats do not care a little bit about the victims of their crimes or their policies. They don't care about the towns and the cities that they radically alter. If a victim in one of the blue hellscapes successfully defends himself or herself, they want to charge the person who fended off the criminal, even if that person is a police officer. This is how I know they're broken. This all began with the Lightbringer when Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama submitted as policy during the whoever handled Biden administration. Illegal border crossers and all the criminals among them were just revered by the left. All those who opposed Biden's open borders, we were all racist. Remember that? Xenophobes, this, that, the other. Democrats are still trying to wrap their heads around the fact that Trump beat them in 2024. Even though they all likely know that Trump beat them in 2020. They employed all the same strategy in 2016 and were shocked when all of their best laid plans failed. But instead of going out there and stealing the election, they just tried to make Trump look bad in 2016. The only problem was, look who they picked as their standard bearer. They picked Hillary Cankles Clinton, stuck her out there. So here they are. Now they escalated their destroy Trump dupery, but all of that was based on falsehoods. The only truth that we see coming out of that is they just don't care what it costs you for them to be in power. And there's been a whole lot of treason going on since 2015, 16. Will that ever be accounted for? I have high hopes. And we'll see. Because they clearly attempted a coup. Oh, here we go. Here's a text line for me. Maybe the suicide rate among transgenders is so high because of the way they're treated by bigots like you. No, it's high because people like you encourage it. I live in a world of reality. You're delusional. I wish them no harm, but you're the ones that get out there and say, go for it. You have to be, sex is a social construct. You were assigned a gender at birth. That's a new thing. That's sort of like when the Chevy Vega came out. Or the Ford Pinto. Which, thankfully, is gone. So. And Democrats like that texter there, they can't stand this. They're melting down daily because they've been cornered into defending the indefensible. And that's because karma is really a bad thing. And this is a good point. The media is calling the shooter a he when it was a she that we were supposed to accept and respect before this. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So, yeah, they're broken. And some of them are listening to the show. I really wish you would call in. It would be a fascinating discussion. And I wouldn't hurt you too bad. I promise. I'm waiting to see which Democrat is going to go into the sane lane in 2028. Or will any of them go that way? This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. I think I'm going to do an audible here just to clarify something. So I just had a texter call me a bigot for pointing out reality. And here's some more reality for all of you out there that think that there's such a thing as transgenderism, which is gender dysphoria. It was a mental health issue before it became trendy. If you're an adult, I don't care what you do. I don't care what you identify as. You can be an LGBTQ, do, re, mi, fa, so, la, si, do. I don't care. You can be a trisexual. Try whatever you want. Mud, chickens, I don't care. But, the difference between the H's, which is what I am, right? I'm a heterosexual, is that I'm not running around and I'm not trying to force it down anybody's throat. And I'm not trying to get anybody to comply with my worldview. And my worldview is based upon history. It is not based upon some trend. It's not the pet rock or the chia pet. It's something altogether different. It's based upon the way I was brought up. It's based, and I used to listen to people like Sam Kinison, the late stand-up comedy guy, and he would make jokes about, he'd be told by certain doctors that we all have, all men have latent homosexual tendencies, and he'd make a joke about, and I wanted to get him out! And I've never had that happen. And see, the point of this is very simple. You can sit around and be a scold all day to try to get me to take on your worldview, and it's not going to get you anywhere. And that's where you lose us. See, the people listening to me, they're not listening to me because it's me. They're listening to me because they agree. Because of norms. And getting out there and trying to convince me that, like, language, guys have always been he, him. Girls have always been she, her. And now you want me to take and have they, them, which is plural, which I guess they're, multiples or what. I think, getting out there and trying to force your worldview upon me is going to get you nowhere. I mean, that's the whole reason I joined the military, because nobody was going to force their worldview on the United States. I was one man. I was happy to be the one man, a one man that was in there. Not the one man, but a one man. I was part of a machine. And I gave my youth to make sure that this country would persevere. So, Well, everybody's, those of you that are sitting out there and think that looking at a guy who wants to be a female, who also wants to be an MMA fighter, is a perfectly normal thing, you need therapy. And ladies, women, you guys are born with, physically, you're just a piece of art. And you want to be a guy? That's why guys look at women and think to themselves, that's just art. And that's the normal way of things. And it's not because I say it's the normal way of things. This has just been the way it has always been surrounding me. It has only been here lately that we have come up, and we've come up with new words. New words to make up a new narrative, which none of it's grounded in reality. But hey, like I said, if you want to be a furry, if you want to be a simp, whatever you want to be in the, you know, in the privacy of your own homes, you go out and do it. And I'll defend your right to be it because I believe in your freedom and your liberty. Where you lose me is when you decide that your freedom and liberty, I'm just going to accept it. I'm going to embrace it. You're not even embracing mine. You won't embrace mine. As a matter of fact, you look at mine as a bug. It's not a feature because I'm a Caucasian male that's heterosexual. You look at that and you think I'm the scourge of the world. When in fact, you know, me and people like me, in our day, we were the salvation of the world. We were the protectors of the world. And it wasn't just Caucasians. It was Hispanics, black men. It was, you know, men and women, Asians. We all went in there together. We learned how to get along. We had one mission. And in the 80s, we didn't have, you know, gay people were not in the military in the 80s. But, you know, that was officially. There were plenty of gay people in the military. You know what? We didn't care. And you know what the gay people in the military didn't do? They didn't come up to us and go, hey, Sergeant Freddie, you know I'm gay. Because I never walked up to anybody in the military and went, hey, man, you know what? I'm heterosexual. You know why? Because it's nobody's business. None of us are victims. None of us are victims. The only difference between me and some of these transgenders that aren't transgenders and these Democrats and the guy that thinks I'm a bigot, you all think you're a victim. And you're not. You're a volunteer. And as soon as you find that out, as soon as you figure that out, you're going to be enlightened and you're going to be happy. And right now, no matter what you do and no matter what you say, you're never going to convince me or anybody like me to look at your worldview and say, yep, that's valid. And you're always going to be unhappy because you're always trying to impose your fact patterns on a bunch of people who couldn't care less about what you think. Now, I would say very cordially, you should join us. We live in the world of the real. We live in the moment. We're not looking back and saying, all of those founding fathers, they were all slave owners. Caucasians ended slavery. Black people are not victims. Hispanic people are not victims. Anywhere I go, wherever I look, if I see a nuclear family, color doesn't matter. All I see is America. And all of you guys that want to separate yourself into these little herds and tribes, you guys, you're causing the issues for yourself. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. You guys are doing it to yourselves. Reality dictates that you look around and see where you are. You seem to think that you can control. And my friends, control is an illusion. Nobody has control. When our time is up, it's up. And trust me, you're going to love the trip. You're going to love the destination. But control is an illusion. And only people that have things like gender dysphoria think they can control anything. Or people that enable them. And now we'll talk about the Democrats and which one's going to try to actually seem like a normal person in 2028. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. In my perfect world, Gavin Newsom would not be allowed to wear anything that is derivative of petrochemicals. He'd have to take his high-speed rail everywhere he goes. And he'd have to hang that little gun that Sean Ryan gave him off of his podcast around his neck. In my perfect world. Right now, he's out there, and he's the one that appears to be the front runner. And he's trying to claim the fighter lane. So he's hired a few of those they-them mediocrities to run his social media account. And he's pumping out all of these tweets trying to be funny and cutting. And they're all directed at Trump, who is a non sequitur in the next race. Why don't you attack Trump's kids, or why don't you, attack Bush or somebody? Because it's the same thing. Well, he ignores them. And that's because the question, the deep question now is, if a nitwit tweets in the forest, does it actually make a sound? Now, a lot of them want to crowd into the fighter lane. You got Pete Buttigieg, who's out there promising to fight, but you got to remember, he'll miss a few days because of paternity leave. And he's all yours, Swabbies. He's a Navy veteran. I can only imagine that when he was in the Navy, that a lot of the bruisers in the Navy, because stuff in the Navy weighs a lot, and those boys, they get pretty big. I can just imagine him getting an atomic wedgie and being shoved into one of those little lockers on board. Then you've got the behemoth J.B. Pritzker, who he had to get out there. Trump said something about going to the gym. He said, oh, well, Trump's heavy, too. He wants to waddle into the fighter lane, too. Now, if he does that, you know, like when he's going down the, if he were to win, he'd going down the halls of Congress, he'd have to wear the wide load sign on his back. He does have weight on his potential opponents, and he outweighs all of them put together. But he's not going to have the endurance for the long haul, because he breaks out in a sweat when he's sitting still. But then you've got Spartacus Booker, Big Chief Ugamug Warren, and others potentially competing, and the smart play would be to seek another lane. Not the fighter lane. Just try to be normal. You'd be surprised what would happen with just normalcy. And you could sit back and let the lunatics tear themselves apart and watch whilst enjoying popcorn and a brewski. Warren. And what would the sane lane look like? Well, the sane lane would look like Bill Clinton before we knew what Hillary was really all about. Because if you weren't around in 1992, Bill Clinton came out of nowhere, played the sax on Arsenio Hall's show. He ran for, he was the Arkansas governor, and he was known primarily for giving the longest, boring Democrat convention speech ever. He also had a libido that apparently knew no limits. And he did it because he had some charisma. And he took the radical position that crime is bad and people should work instead of getting welfare. And for a lot of people, this was, you know, normal. But at that time, most Democrats were saying the same thing, kind of thing that the Democrats now are saying about crime and people being, you know, working instead of being on welfare. They were for crime and against people working instead of being on welfare. And Bill Clinton understood that others weren't that insane. He realized that normal Americans didn't see things that way. So that's what normal would look like. So Bill Clinton won by merging onto the sane lane. But right now, the sane lane has got tumbleweed blowing across it on the Democrat side. Nobody getting into that one. Nobody. Because How are you going to have Manchausen mommy's delusions and, you know, the perverted dudes in the locker rooms and all of the DEI and, of course, the new logo of Cracker Barrel in the same lane? Now, Bill Clinton seemed pleasant. He didn't seem like a repellent weirdo. He also seemed like a bit of a rascal. Right, Monica? Gretchen Whitmer, you know, possibly. Michigan sends out, you know, the stepford wife vibe, but she knows her state and understands she needs the votes of people who used to be Dems but voted for Trump. But every time I see her, I just think of a Chardonnay lady that went to the Trader Joe's and got the buy one, get one. And a straw. Ro Khanna, the Silicon Valley congressman who makes an effort not to come across as hating the normies. That's his selling point, and in the Democrat world, that's a big one. Rahm Emanuel, he could try a test ride in the same lane, but we're always going to remember him for what he said and what he is and what he believes. This is going to be quite the needle to thread. This will be interesting to see how it goes. When we get back, we're going to talk about an Air Force decision with El Presidente. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.